Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of 3Tune Tuesday. I am your host, Bonaparte, and 3Tune Tuesday is my opportunity to whisk you away to a time when wind-up phonographs were the height of technology, and the art of recording music was still a wonder of acoustics. Today is Tuesday, September the 3rd, and you found your way to my digital abode, a quaint cottage nestled in the sprawling digital countryside where all are welcome. Please, step inside and make yourself comfortable. Envision yourself settling into a large plush Victorian chair, the kind that envelops you in comfort, with an old-fashioned stand-up radio beside you. Close your eyes, and let me guide you on a journey through time to explore the early days of one of America's most influential record labels, OK Records. Today we're traveling back to the vibrant musical landscape of the early 1920s, a time when OK Records was making its mark on the industry. Founded in 1916, OK quickly became a pioneer in the world of recorded music, particularly known for its significant contributions to jazz, blues, and country music. From introducing the term race records to discovering legendary artists, OK played a crucial role in shaping the soundscape of early 20th century America. We'll be exploring OK's impact through three remarkable recordings from 1920 to 1922. From the syncopated rhythms of ragtime to the early rumblings of swing and the sophisticated sounds of hotel orchestras, each tune will serve as a stepping stone in our journey through OK's early days. So sit back, relax, and let the crackling sounds of yesteryear transport you to a time when OK Records was helping to write the opening chapters of America's recorded music industry. As we settle into our musical time machine, let's set our dials to 1916 when the story of OK Records begins. Founded by Otto K. E. Heinemann, a German-American entrepreneur, OK started as the phonograph division of the Otto Heinemann Phonograph Company. The name OK itself is a play on Heinemann's initials, O-K-E-H, which is how it's spelled, and would soon become synonymous with quality recordings across a variety of genres. In its early years, OK quickly established itself as an innovator in the recording industry. The company initially focused on recording popular songs such as dance music, catering to the booming demand for home entertainment in the late 1910s. However, it was OK's willingness to explore and record a diverse range of music that would set it apart from its competitors. One of OK's most significant contributions came in 1920, when they released the first blues recordings by an African-American artist, Mamie Smith's Crazy Blues. This groundbreaking record not only sold phenomenally well, but also opened the door for what OK would term race records, music recorded by and for African-American audiences. This move would have a profound impact on the recording industry and the preservation of African-American musical traditions. Today we'll be exploring OK's early years through three recordings that showcase the label's diversity and its finger on the pulse of popular music. We'll start in 1920 with the 12th Street Rag by the Regga Dance Orchestra, a piece that bridges the gap between ragtime and early jazz. Then we'll jump to 1922 for two very different sounds, the young Artie Shaw's Fee-Fi-Fo-Fun, giving us a taste of the swing era to come, and Vincent Lopez's Deedle Deedle Dum, exemplifying the sophisticated hotel orchestra sound that was all the rage in the early 20s. Each of these recordings tells a part of OK's story, its ability to capture the latest trends, its role in launching future stars, and its wide-ranging catalog that appealed to diverse audiences. So let's get set to drop the needle on our first selection and let the music of OK Records transport us back to the vibrant, ever-changing world of early 1920s popular music. Our journey begins with a piece that encapsulates the transitional period between ragtime and early jazz, the 12th Street Rag, performed by the Riga Dance Orchestra and recorded by OK Records in 1920. The Riga Dance Orchestra, while perhaps not as well remembered today as some of their contemporaries, was typical of the dance bands that were gaining popularity in the early 1920s. These orchestras usually consisted of around 10 to 15 musicians, featuring a mix of brass, woodwinds, and rhythm sections. They were versatile ensembles, capable of playing everything from traditional ragtime tunes to the hot new jazz numbers that were beginning to sweep the nation. 12th Street Rag itself has an interesting history. Composed by Uday Bowman in 1914, it became one of the most popular and enduring rags of the era. By 1920, when this recording was made, ragtime was beginning to evolve into what we now recognize as early jazz. This recording captures that moment of transition. The year 1920 was a pivotal one in the world of American popular music. Ragtime, which had dominated the scene since the turn of the century, was giving way to the more improvisational and syncopated sounds of early jazz. The popularity of dance halls and social dancing was at its peak, driving demand for upbeat rhythm music. At the same time, the recording industry was booming, with labels like OK bringing this exciting new music into homes across America. OK Records played a crucial role in popularizing dance music during this period. The label recognized the growing demand for recordings that could bring the energy and excitement of the dance hall into the home. By recording orchestras like the Riga Dance Orchestra, OK was not just capitalizing on a trend, but helping to shape the sound of popular music. This recording showcases OK's technical prowess as well. By 1920, the label had refined its acoustic recording techniques, resulting in a clear, well-balanced sound that captured the various instruments of the orchestra. This quality was crucial in establishing OK's reputation and helping it compete with larger, more established labels. Now, these recordings today, being over 100 years old and well-played, certainly do have their cracks and whistles in them. But that's not due to the recording technique, that's due, in fact, to being a very well-played record. was 12th Street Rag. Now, before we continue on to our next song, let's take a moment to talk about what keeps Three Tune Tuesday spinning, and that is Skeleton Brew Coffee. The same blind skeleton that brings you Three Tune Tuesday is also the same blind skeleton that brings us Skeleton Brew Coffee, and it is sales of Skeleton Brew Coffee that keeps Three Tune Tuesday going. Now, of course, you might be wondering what coffee has to do with vintage tunes. And that's a very simple answer. Just as these old tunes, such as OK Records, brought the energy of the dance hall into homes across America, Skeleton Brew Coffee brings the vigor of a 1920s jazz club right into your morning coffee. Picture this. It's early morning. You're about to wind up your Victrola to play that new OK record, but first you need that perfect cup of coffee. That's where Skeleton Brew steps in. It's fair trade, small batch roasted coffee that's fresher than anything you could buy in the grocery store. It does not get roasted until you order it. We have 6 roasts to choose from light to dark. There's a 6-bean espresso blend that'll have you doing the Charleston in your kitchen, and there's also a morning bone rattler, which is our double caffeine morning blend to keep that Charleston going all day long. And it's not just us that you're supporting when you purchase Skeleton Brew. We donate 10% of all coffee sales to nonprofit arts organizations. That way we can keep supporting the things that we hold dear, which are the arts. So every time you make a purchase, you support Three Tune Tuesday, and you're also supporting arts organizations in the community. Now, just to give you that little more incentive to try it, we've got a coupon code for you. TUNE10. TUNE10. Use the code TUNE10 at checkout at skeletonbrew.coffee and you'll get 10% off your first purchase. Remember, Skeleton Brew Coffee sales keep Blind Skeleton running, which means more Three Tune Tuesdays. So grab a bag or two, we'll thank you, and your taste buds will thank you. As we move our musical time machine forward now to 1922, we find ourselves listening to a recording that offers a tantalizing glimpse into the future of American popular music. Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum, recorded by OK Records, features a young musician who would go on to become one of the biggest names in the swing era, with that musician being Artie Shaw. At the time of this recording, Artie Shaw was just 12 years old, a prodigious clarinet player who was already making waves in the New York music scene. Born Arthur Jacob Arshawsky in 1910, Shaw had started playing saxophone at the age of 13 and switched to the clarinet at 16. This early recording captures Shaw at the very beginning of what would become a legendary career in jazz and swing music. The early 1920s were a time of significant change in American popular music. The jazz age was in full swing, and the seeds of what would become the big band and swing era were being planted. Larger ensembles were becoming more popular, and the role of improvisation in jazz was growing. While true swing music was still a decade away, recordings like Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum show the evolutionary process in action. Thank you. Let's take another quick break to talk about the backbone of our time-traveling adventure, which is Blind Skeleton. Blind Skeleton, found at https://blindskeleton.1, is more than just the home of Three Tune Tuesday. It's a treasure trove for anyone who likes to dive into the rich tapestry of entertainment's past. It's kind of like your personal time machine. It's always fueled up and ready to whisk you away to the golden days of yesteryear. If you're fascinated by the crackle and pop of old records, we've got you covered there with deep dives into vintage music labels like OK and the artists who made them great. This is the type of music that makes you kind of want to dust off your grandpa's old Victrola and give it a spin. And there's more. If you're the type who likes to curl up with a good black and white film, or maybe you're intrigued by the silent era of cinema where expression spoke louder than words, Blind Skeleton is your ticket to the world of classic celluloid dreams. And for those of you who prefer to be behind the camera rather than in front of it, we've got a treat there as well. We delve into the world of vintage film cameras, exploring the tools that captured some of history's most iconic images. And just to help make sure that you don't miss any of this vintage goodness, we've got a mailing list for you. Go ahead and sign up. We'll deliver all of this vintage vim and vigor straight to your inbox. Plus, we'll give you a free gift, the Vintage Lover's Guide to Coffee, which is a 40-plus page pamphlet full of coffee goodness. So head on over to blindskeleton.1, look up for the mailing list, and give it a sign up. You will appreciate it. Our final stop on this musical journey through OK Records' early years brings us to the sophisticated corner of 1922's musical landscape. Deedle Deedle Dum, performed by Vincent Lopez and his Hotel Pennsylvania Orchestra, offers us a glimpse into the world of hotel orchestras, a phenomenon that was reaching its peak in the early 1920s. Vincent Lopez, born in 1895, was a prominent bandleader and pianist who became one of the most popular orchestra leaders of the 1920s and early 1930s. His Hotel Pennsylvania Orchestra, named after the famous New York hotel where they regularly performed, was known for its polished, upbeat sound that perfectly captured the sophisticated urban nightlife of the era. Hotel orchestras were incredibly popular in the early 1920s. In an age before television and widespread radio, these orchestras provided entertainment for dining, dancing, and socializing in the grand ballrooms of upscale hotels. They played a crucial role in disseminating popular music and new dance crazes, often premiering the latest songs from Tin Pan Alley. Deedle Deedle Dum, with its catchy melody and danceable rhythm, exemplifies the type of music these hotel orchestras would play. It's a tune designed to get people out on the dance floor, yet polished enough to suit the upscale surroundings of venues like the Hotel Pennsylvania. OK's decision to record Vincent Lopez and other hotel orchestras demonstrates the label's commitment to capturing the full spectrum of popular music in the 1920s. From blues and jazz to dance bands and hotel orchestras, OK's catalog reflected the diverse musical tastes of the American public. It was this diversity that was a key part of OK's marketing strategy. By offering a wide range of music, OK could appeal to various demographics and musical preferences. They were equally at home recording African-American blues artists, jazz bands, and dance orchestras, and even country music, which at the time was known as hillbilly music. OK's marketing often emphasized the authenticity and quality of their recordings. For a record like Deedle Deedle Dum, they might have marketed it as a way to bring the sophistication and excitement of a night at the Hotel Pennsylvania into your own home. This approach helped OK compete with the larger labels and helped them establish a loyal customer base. And that brings us to the end of our musical journey through the early years of OK Records. And it has been quite the trip. We've ragtimed our way through 1920, swung with a young Artie Shaw in 1922, and danced in the sophisticated hotel ballrooms of the same year, all through the evolving sound of one remarkable record label, OK Records. From its founding in 1916 to the early 1920s, OK established itself as a major force in the recording industry. We've witnessed OK's range and adaptability, from capturing the transition of ragtime to jazz, to spotting young talent like Artie Shaw, and to preserving the polished sounds of hotel orchestras with Vincent Lopez. Each of these recordings tells a part of OK's story, its ability to capture the latest trends, its role in launching future stars, and its diverse catalog that appealed to a wide range of audiences. Now, if you're itching to learn more about OK, be sure to check out our blog post that will drop tomorrow morning, all about OK Records. We'll be taking a deeper dive into OK's story, sharing some additional tunes that didn't make it into the show today as well. And we'll explore how this innovative label went on to help shape the sound of American music for a number of generations. And that brings us to the end of this week's show. Thank you for listening and spending some time with me to listen to some really wonderful old songs. I am, as always, your host Bonaparte, bidding you a good night from my digital cottage in the sprawling digital countryside. Remember, in the whirlwind of the modern world, there's always a place here by the fire, where the music plays on, timeless and true. Until next Tuesday, keep those old records spinning, and your ears open to the magic of the past.